entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Doctor, yes, I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a windy tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give you information, asking for more.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number two, and you are listening to the Common Sense Show, and he's right. Common sense is not so common. Neither is integrity. And that's what we're going to be talking about for a good part of the balance of the show, as we're joined by attorney and former prosecutor from Maricopa County, Doug Rhodes. And what Doug is going to lay out is something that we've heard before on one hand. On the other hand, I doubt that any of you have heard about what he's going to reveal with regard to the justice system. And it's shocking. It's almost like there is nowhere we can turn to get justice in this country. Just ask Snowden. Anyway, welcome in, joining I will introduce Snowden to the Common Sense Show. There you go, Annie. That's the day I've had. Anyway, Doug Rhodes, thanks for joining us.
Dave, thanks for having me. Nice to talk to you again.
It's great to talk to you again, too, my friend. You've got a nice background doing some research on you. Tell people where you went to law school. I'm envious.
I went to Pepperdine in Malibu, California, a Church of Christ school.
Law.
And then I did postdoctoral work down in Rio de Janeiro at the Catholic University there.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was a wonderful experience. The practice, or the concepts that are taught, and the things that were explained how they're supposed to be, are fantastic. But now, after 20 years, we've seen what's really going on, and the people need to know. And it's something where, you know, we were taught that we have the best justice system in the world. Actually, what we have is a legal system, and it's populated by individuals and people are inherently fallible. And so what's happened is that our justice system and what we perceive to be our country and our government, our public servants, it's kind of been turned on its head. And so I think that's something that people need to know, that it's not their fault, okay? But not to be afraid. And see, I think, you know, I heard a clip of what you were of the past segment, and don't be afraid. You know, you go through a process. First it's anger, then it's fear, then there's guilt, doubt, resentment, worry. Okay, let's get beyond that. What do we need to do? Because that's the place where you get to that peace, okay? The peace is the understanding, knowing the problem, and knowing how to fix it. But if you don't know what's really going on, you can't fix the underlying problem.
And that's what I'm hoping we can do. We got about a minute to the break, but what I'm hoping we can do is lay out a couple of specific problems, most notably the justice situation in which, let's just say, the massive justice centers that are being built. We can talk about how that's being done.
Well, let me compliment you first. Your piece with Dave Krieger and then Karen Hughes were phenomenal, and I've been following your articles, and that's why I contacted you with the public information that I have in my possession regarding what we believe to be the real motivation behind these huge prison complexes.
Yeah, well, I think that's a great place to start. When we come back from the break, I think we can talk a little bit about CCA, privatized prisons, and the fact that we have 25% of the world's prisoners is no accident, but it even goes deeper than making money for the private boys. Anyway, we come back. We're going to lay it all out for you with our guest, Doug Rhodes. Get a drink of water. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You were under my wheels, honey. Why don't you let me be?
Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution. Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Common Sense Show. I'm your host, Dave Hodges. Flying co-pilot with me is our news director, Miss Annie DeRiso, and our special guest is former prosecutor and attorney, Doug Rhodes. And Doug, where would you like to start with this? You want to start with the prison system?
First of all, Dave, the prosecutorial, that didn't last too long for me because I didn't fit in the system at the time. I was still a young attorney. That's always what I wanted to do. Because I had a real sense of justice. My father was actually murdered when I was a kid. So it was something that I wanted to right those wrongs and make sure the right thing was done, only to find out that we had a 4.5-inch thick regulation book where we had, you know, certain parameters, you know, with very limited discretion on what we could do for the plea deals. I also found out that over 99.9% of the cases were settled by plea agreements, which is actually legalized extortion. They would have me offer somebody 20 years in prison or lifetime parole. And who can afford an attorney and who's willing to take the chance of losing 20 years of their life potentially? So what I saw firsthand was not acceptable for me for what I learned about what our justice system was supposed to be. You know, only to realize that it was a legal system, and it was fallible, and, you know, the people in the system, you know, they wanted their paycheck to pay their bills, to take care of their families, but didn't really understand the long-term ramifications of their decisions. And it's something where you know, people, good people are in the system. They believe they're doing the right thing without really considering the consequences of it. And it's only now, 20 years later, that I realize the motivation for that, that it is a huge industry. And it involves, it's corrupted our system. And very few people actually understand how the system works. There's the way it's supposed to work, and then the way, in reality, how it does work. And the influence of money and greed permeates all the systems of our government. Now, I just got back from a four-day Cub Scout camping trip, and they were giving little beads to the kids to motivate them to do, you know, to pay attention and to do the certain tasks. And, you know, to think of, you know, how we're trained early on, you know, to work for the beads, to work for the little prizes, and then we buy into the system. Now, the system is good, and it has functioned for the last 100 years, but at some point, it's been subverted, and the fundamental fairness and the respect of individual liberties and people's due process rights have been lost, just as a means of generating income for the people in the system. See, right now we're at the point where our tax, we always talk about taxpayer money going to these things. Our tax dollars cannot cover all the current expenditures of our federal, state, and local governments. They have to generate income in other ways.
Do you know what that debt burden is? I've read figures on it, and I've reported on it. I just wonder, there's the $17 trillion deficit, but it's far worse than that. Let me just cut right to the chase.
Unfunded mandates? Yes.
Yeah, it's over $200 trillion when you add them all up.
Well, just for instance, Dave, there's $7 trillion in mortgages, in home mortgages in the United States. There's $700 trillion in mortgage-backed securities, supposedly secured by that $7 trillion in debt. Okay, on top of that, there's one quadrillion, new number, quadrillion, 1,000 trillion, or 100 trillion. But it's exponentially greater than that. Those derivative bets against those mortgage-backed securities. That's money that does not exist and can never be paid back.
Right.
A lot of it has been sold and pledged and repackaged to foreign investors with money that didn't exist, secured by no real collateral. So that's what we're seeing right now, is the strain on the international banking system. There's something called shadow banking. That's the banking that's not in the public view at all. It's the secret central bank, you know, exchanges and transfers of assets that may have no value whatsoever.
Is that what people often refer to, at least part of this, as a CAFRs?
The CAFR is something different. Those are the federal and local municipalities, and it reports on their assets and their holdings. But the vast majority of their holdings are in the big corporations. So it's a vicious cycle. And if you actually get into the CAFR, you'd find out that all the Lehman loans were transferred directly to the states. And when I saw that, the Lehman Brothers, the company that failed in 2008 and was involved with fraudulent securitizations. So what the financial companies did is they took the mortgages, you know, chopped them into little pieces, repackaged them, and then sold them to investors at a 3 times the current rate of return as from a treasury at the time. So if the treasury was at 2-3%, they were paying 9%. And then Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase, Deutsche Bank would guarantee the payments to the investors. And so the ratings companies rated them AAA. And so a lot of the states and municipalities bought these high-paying bonds to fund their pension funds, thinking that it was a secure investment at a great return. So it was positive intent. You know, everybody's happy. You know, real estate values are going up. But what it really came back to is that the government incentivized these financial institutions to lend more money. because, you know, we were in a serious financial, you know, position at the time, back in 1999. So it was a positive intent, you know, lend more money, you know, get, you know, build more homes, create more employment, create more wealth. And it worked for a short time. But then what we found out is that these financial institutions had perverse incentives. They didn't own the loans. They had no pecuniary interest in the loans. All they did was service the loans. So over the last 5 years that I've been practicing in this area, and I no longer practice there because I realize it's futile, because they're all government loans. And I couldn't understand, if they're government loans, why don't you modify them? And that's the tie-in with the prison system, is that we, you know, it's a public document, and I was warned by a good judge to be careful who I sue. And I was suing J.P. Morgan Chase at the time. And I couldn't understand. I'm like, it's a private company. They're just as accountable as anybody else. You know, if they made a mistake, you know, either rectify the mistake, modify the loan, fix the problem, or admit the truth, and we'll go on. But it turned out that the attorneys were actually being paid by the government on a government contract.
What attorneys were being paid by the government?
The foreclosure mill attorneys, the foreclosing attorneys. And it turned out that the people that were fabricating the documents, Doc X and Linda Green, and, you know, which is well known now, they were government contractors as well through lender processing services. And it turned, and in, so at one point 2 years ago, I'm in front of a judge. He's being paid by the federal government, the clerk, the recorder being paid by the government. The four attorneys on the other side, all being paid by the government, my client, who's retired Marine, and his wife, who is on disability for, you know, multiple health issues, they were all being paid by the government, and I was the only, and that's when I knew I was going to lose, and it just you know, a light bulb went off, and then But then the next thought is, it's not sustainable. And how could they have even gotten this far down the road? You know, and how can they justify doing this? It's something where it's the personal interest. But if you really understand how systemically broken or subverted our system is, then it all makes sense. And I read your article about the prisons, about the private prisons, and how you thought they were making money off of slave labor. That's just the beginning of it. What we found out is that there's a court registration investment system that's actually run by J.P. Morgan Chase and funded by the Federal Reserve.
Let's slow down here, because this is where we got to keep it on layman's terms and simple.
Okay.
You said that there's a court registration system?
Court Registry Investment System. It's called CRIS,
mm-hmm.
The CRIS system. And it's a public record. You can Google it, and it'll come right up. And it shows the flows of money and how the courts are funded. Now, I not only worked as a prosecutor, I used to work for the federal government in the courts. I worked for the United States Supreme Court as an assistant marshal, and then at the U.S. Bankruptcy Court as a clerk. And at the time, in the late 80s, early 90s, there were severe budget difficulties in the courts. They weren't being funded. And so in Texas, you know, one of the clerks was a former banker, and he figured out how they could securitize the court cases, just like they did the mortgages. So a small mortgage could turn into a huge asset for a financial institution and generate more money out of thin air. And so they would package the court cases, put CUSIP numbers with them. You still there?
Yeah, we're going to break. That's the music you hear, and we're going to go to break. When we come out, I'm going to let you continue this, because it's basically private enterprise invades the courts is how I see it, and we're going to get more explanation on this after a word from these sponsors.
It's my China girl. I feel a wreck without my little China girl.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear. Blood makes noise. And I can't really hear you in the thick of my fear.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell. And he's not going to take it anymore. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back. Our special guest joining Annie and I is attorney Doug Rhodes. And Doug, this is going to be just mind-boggling. We're going to look at some real cognitive dissonance here, I think, with even the most veteran of our listeners, because what we're hearing you say is that J.P. Morgan Chase found a way to make money out of court cases.
And help fund the courts. And the government, they're 3/4 of their income is derived from interaction with the United States government. And they recently told the FDIC if they were taken over, even though it's the largest financial institution in the world, that there'd be a $150 billion loss to the FDIC, which they couldn't absorb. The FDIC currently has about $20 billion in reserves. So that's how stressed our system is right now. And, you know, what they were able to do is to influence politicians and, you know, regulators to, you know, allow them to take all the profits and then to leave all the losses with the public. And it gets even more sick than that because the public is actually the one that create the money in the first place. And I don't know if you want to go that deep down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, give us an overview of how the public creates the money. Is it through taxes?
That's a very small portion of it. And, I mean, you can see it on the Internet. I didn't believe it at first either. And then I was actually able to, you know, to work through the process of the foreclosures, tracking the mortgages. We actually found accounts in the Federal Reserve in my clients' names with billions of dollars that were being securitized using them as collateral based on their birth certificate, their Social Security number, the number of transactions that they conducted in commerce.
Did your client have any idea that that money was there?
Before? No. After? I mean, it's one of those things, Dave, where if you see it and it's so different than your paradigm of what you think is reality, my first instinct was, no way. That's ridiculous. And now that I've seen it firsthand, it at first, it's just like you said, it makes you angry, and it makes you fearful, and then, you know, doubt, resentment, worry, everything else kicks in, and then you're at the place, okay, what do we do? If you have the knowledge, what do you do with it? And the best thing you can do is to share it, and then to explain it to people and educate other people, and to be peaceful, but to be strong. We're being traded like debt slaves. It's no different than things back in, you know, the southern United States, where you have a value on your head, and based upon your perceived current and future value, you're bought and sold. And when I first, you know, and last time we spoke, my intent was to leave the country because I don't want my kids being debt slaves, you know, to a debt that can never be paid back and with the potential of being foreclosed on. But now, you know, after having some time, you know, in the mountains in northern Arizona, a beautiful place and time to reflect with a large cross-section of, you know, people from, you know, the owners of billion-dollar companies down to clerks at Circle K, you know, camping out in nature, you know, these people are afraid and they're freaked out. And I can help.
Well, people have a general feeling of foreboding, even if they don't understand what's going on. And that foreboding feeling is spreading rampantly through our population. But I want to go back to something you said here. So you just got about a minute before we go to break.
Okay.
That when we go to court, a court case is assigned a monetary value because of the two-step label, that you get, that's been given. And the person going into court, how does that factor into that, too? You're saying there's money behind the person?
Correct. And they can access that private side of the account. It all goes back to the accounting. It's basic accounting principles. The books always have to balance. And so it's accounting principles. There's a private side and there's a public side. In the public side, you make money, you pay taxes. On the private side, you're being bought, sold, and traded. They can access those funds through the CUSIP and through the Federal Reserve System to create more money.
So when we...
The scary thing is, Dave, is the money doesn't even exist. It's all in electronic form.
Mm-hmm.
There's such a small fraction of all the money in the world is in physical form. You know, so they talk about fiat currency not being worth anything. Well, the electronic currency is worth even less. And that's the thing that concerns people. But, I mean, the real value is in, you know, be sovereign in your soul and free in your spirit. And don't be afraid.
Yeah, well, I want to talk about how we avoid being a debt slave, but also I want to talk about how this ties into the prison system. I think I get it. We're going to explore it so our audience gets it. This is shocking, and this is really, honestly, something I've never heard of, Doug, until I talk to you. Stay tuned, everybody. Back in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Common Sense Show. We come to you live at this time every Sunday evening from 9 p.m. to midnight. That's Central Time. Our special guest is Doug Rhodes, and we'll be opening the phone lines up in hour number three so you can take your best shots here, because I know some of this stuff is kind of hard to get your mind wrapped around this. So, Doug, let me ask you this. John Doe goes into court. He has a monetary value not only on his court case, but on he personally, and does the judge have an incentive to send him to prison when another judge not so motivated might not do that? In other words, how does this whole thing fit together?
That's an excellent question, Dave, and I'm an officer of the court, and I like being an attorney. So there are a lot of good judges out there that want to do the right thing, and I've had... Initially, when I started in this practice, this area of law, I had three judges announce their retirement before ruling against me. And I've had other ones tell me outside of court, you know, you did a great job, I'm sorry. So it's one of those things where the system, there's perverse incentives to foreclose in the system. And in Arizona, we went from having a $2 billion deficit 2 years ago to having over a $1.5 billion surplus now. And I have some friends in the legislature, and I went down and actually talked to the Arizona treasurer. And the first thing out of his mouth is like, oh, it doesn't have anything to do with foreclosures. And over the last 5 years, you know, when somebody gives a voluntary, and as a former prosecutor, when somebody gives a voluntary statement like that right off the bat, you know to ask the next three questions.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that they are getting a piece of the action. And we actually, and a bank attorney actually told me the truth for the first time. He's like, Doug, it's not us. Stop suing the bank. It's the government. And so there's actually, there's a Code of Federal Regulations, 31285.12, that transfers all the debt from the banks to the Treasury for collections. So it's not, it really isn't the banks. And there's, it's not necessarily, you know, capitalism that's the problem. The problem is that the system's been turned upside down and backwards, and it's resulting in these absurd results. And what the courts are supposed to do is to be the balance of powers to the other two branches. So, okay, we know the president's bought and paid for, we know the Senate is, and we know the House, you know, the Congress is. So our last and only hope is the judiciary, that they would have, you know, an independent judiciary to do the right thing and balance out the powers and to right the wrongs and to be fundamentally fair with the people. That can't happen now because they're dependent upon the funding from J.P. Morgan Chase and the Federal Reserve. Or that's what it appears to. I'm not saying that that's exactly what's happening, but it creates the image of a conflict of interest. If a bank is paying you and your retirement is tied in with that, you cannot hurt, no rational human being would hurt their own interests. And that's why if there's a conflict of interest, the judge or the attorney is supposed to disclose that. And they're, you know, and if they disclose it to the other party and they waive that conflict of interest, fine, you can go forward and supposedly or hopefully have an objective, you know, arbiter of fact, apply the law and get to a reasonable and rational result that everybody can be comfortable with. But the system's under such stress right now that it looks like there's been pressure put on the different branches of government as well as the state government and the state judiciary as well as the attorney general and the sheriffs. Now, we know that the NSA has been monitoring everything. We know that Eric Holder has known about the foreclosure crisis since day one. We actually have the form where he got quarterly updates on every foreclosure case in the United States, and the Treasury did too. So that supports the collection of debt under that federal regulation. You know, why they wouldn't do the right thing? Why they wouldn't right the wrongs, why they wouldn't fix the problem, they were influenced not to because the banks were making so much money. They made five times more when the loans were in default, and they made 23 to 27% off the top of every sale once they gained possession on every foreclosure. So that's what's maintained the cash flow for these financial institutions that are insolvent.
So there's a built-in motive for homeowners to fail.
They were telling people not to make their payments. And if you could, please post those links to Channel 15 Investigates. They're doing a nice series, and they're exposing some of these problems. And they actually spoke to the Attorney General in the last segment, and he said, oh, forged documents, oh, they were just shortcuts. And the interviewer pointed out, he's like, so if I forged a document and recorded it at the county recorder, I would be arrested. But if a financial institution or their attorneys do it, it's okay?
You're talking about State Attorney General Tom Horn, who's no stranger to controversy himself and legal entanglements. But are you saying, are you implying, or do you think that Tom Horn has knowledge of what you're telling us tonight?
I know for a fact that he does because we took two whistleblowers down there two and a half years ago because they're fabricating documents in an attorney's office here in Phoenix. And they're doing, it's affecting homeowners in Nevada and California. as well as Arizona. There's been a, in New York, they shut down, in Florida, they shut down some of the foreclosure mills. But here, it's perfectly okay. Now, just with a little bit of coverage in the last couple weeks, they're going to send out checks for $1,480 to people, to 65,000 people in Arizona that were foreclosed. That doesn't give them their house back. I mean, it's something, it, you know, it'll help them feed their kids for, you know, for the next couple months maybe, or pay the rent, but it doesn't fix the problem.
Shouldn't these lending institutions be liable for the entire mortgage amount?
Well, I mean, fundamentally, yes. Well, they've been paid.
Maybe I'm being naive, but I...
No, Dave.
If you came and stole my house from me, and I could prove it, I wouldn't settle for $1,400.
Well, if somebody fabricates a document to steal something from you, they're in under Arizona statutes, they're liable for three times that amount.
Yes.
And they're ignoring the law. And that's what I couldn't understand. I'm like, what's going on here? We have a statute that says if you file a fabricated document with no legal basis, it's presumed, there's a presumption that it's not valid and that it's void. But they're saying it's conclusive if it has a bank's name on it. And then the banks are saying it's not us. We don't own it. We're just servicers. We don't hold it. We don't know where the note is. I mean, they literally do not know who owns these mortgages. And on top of that, that mortgage was sold 100 times for 100 times more than the face value of the note. So it's literally been paid 100 times over. And then they put all of that debt back onto the taxpayers in the form of treasury debt. After they took all the money, then they're given the collateral. They don't even want the collateral. There's 100,000 vacant homes in Arizona right now, and there's 12,000 homeless families. It's costing the government more and nobody ever did the math. So we actually found the Government Service Administration contract to pay lender processing services to fabricate the documents and to manage these properties. We found the GSA government contract to pay Bank of America and J.P. Morgan Chase five times more when they're in default, and then to pay them 23% to 27% as a collection fee. Now, there's a new whistleblower from Bank of America saying that they were told not to modify the loans, that they got bonuses to close the files and lie to people and tell them that they didn't have all the paperwork. So, I mean, but Dave, if you really look at it, this is not a mistake. This is systemic, okay? This is a setup, and it's not a conspiracy. If you look at the laws, and if you look at the dates of the changes and the lobbyists and the people involved and how they changed over time, it was a setup for a leveraged buyout of the United States with us as the collateral.
Well, it's also a wealth redistribution scheme, as I see it.
It's not wealth redistribution because nobody's going to have anything. I mean, and you're not going to have...
Wait a minute. Someone's going to physically possess a house that someone is forced out of through fraud.
Well, that's the kicker. So the real estate, even after the foreclosure, okay, after the sheriffs... So the sheriffs are coming to the houses, and they know the documents are fabricated because I've shown them to them, I've explained it to them, and they're like, oh, that's too bad. You know, we're just doing our job. And I'm like, okay, I understand you're doing your job, but you don't need to use the SWAT team to beat up little old ladies and to terrify children. I'm like, I'm not against you guys. I'm part of the system. I'm trying to help fix it. And they know exactly what's going on. They're like, well, you know, the Fed, and everybody's afraid of the Feds. I mean, Tom Horn was followed around by 8 FBI agents going through his garbage, you know, trailing him around in his different flings, you know, all over town. You know, Sheriff Joe's...
Do you think let me just, because I think this is endemic to the whole country. This is symbolic what's going on here in Maricopa County. But with Tom Horn, he had revealed a very, let's say, a well-publicized romantic liaison, an affair, if you will. Do you think this kind of thing was used as leverage against him by the feds to shut him up and take him off the trail?
Absolutely. I mean, he's a former Wall Street guy. I didn't believe in him, but once we put the stuff in front of him, things started to happen. And as soon as they started to happen, he started to be trailed. And then a former judge that was working for him told one of the investigators to go in and search his top assistant's office. And he couldn't understand why. And I'm like, here you go. Here's why. You know, this is where his retirement is. This is what's going on. And then, I mean, a lot of the people in the system, it's all compartmentalized, so nobody really understands what's happening in the cubicle next door, and everybody has plausible deniability. And, you know, it's oh, that I can't do anything about that. Oh, it's not my problem. Oh, that's beyond my jurisdiction. And nobody, the smart people, the people on top, know exactly what's going on. And the motivations aren't good.
Well, let me throw another name at you. We had a county attorney here, Andrew Thomas.
Correct.
And he was he went after a judge for some alleged improprieties that were never really fully declared in the media. Well, let me finish the question here. Is the sacking of Andrew Thomas? He was taken out and disbarred, which you never see. Is this related to what we're talking about?
Well, he's still practicing. His case is up on appeal.
Yeah, they're trying to disbar him, I should say.
He violated Prosecution 101. Before you ask the question, know the answer. So he asked the presiding judge in Maricopa County, where did all the money come from? And the judge told him, go pound sand. And so he indicted him. I mean, in all reality, you can indict a ham sandwich.
Okay, so when he's talking about where the money came from, he's talking about how these court cases are securitized. A lot of the money goes to the courts, and they build these monolithic justice buildings. Is that what we're talking about?
We have, by my calculations, 3 or 4 brand-new justice complexes, court complexes around Maricopa County, as well as a beautiful high-rise downtown, and all the other departments of the county were being cut, but it didn't stop the courts from continuing on, and they didn't suffer the same cuts, and so it was a reasonable question to ask.
Yes,
but he should have known the answer before he asked the question, and so during his hearing, I had just learned about the CRIS, the Court Registry Investment System. During his hearing, it came out in the paper that his attorney tried to go into the finance area, and the administrative judge threatened him with contempt. Now, this is one of Gary Spence's guys out of, you know, who's one of the top trial attorneys in the country.
Right.
And he said he felt intimidated by the court and asked for a mistrial. He said, and because he was threatened with contempt just for asking the question. And I'm like, wow, because I didn't believe it. I mean, I had it sitting on my computer right in front of me, you know, how the money flows and how it comes back around through, you know, J.P. Morgan Chase and the Federal Reserve, and it goes back into the court system. And so I emailed it to him, and all of a sudden, you know, he's not disbarred, and he'll probably be quietly taken care of.
So. Unbelievable. So you think that Thomas was on the verge of exposing this whole system through this Maricopa judge when actions were taken against Thomas?
Well, it gets worse than that. Yeah, well, yes. Yeah. I don't know, okay? But it gets worse than that. The former head of the Senate was proposing legislation where the loan servicing companies or the foreclosing, whoever was foreclosing, would have to do a declaration, you know, saying this is the chain of title of your mortgage. It went from J.P. Morgan Chase to this entity, you know, with establishing the chain of title. A chain of title to a piece of property. You know, it used to be that you could trace ownership of property back to, you know, when a state was founded. Now that's been broken, and they don't know, I mean, they cannot establish a chain of title, a clean chain of title, to claim the right of ownership and possession to property. And that's a real problem. I mean, that's what our property system is founded on. And that's what our legal system, I mean, it's 300 years of case law going back to England in the Doomsday Book. So what does... Okay.
Yeah, you're picking up on that cue really well, though, but we'll pick that up on the other side as we continue. Yeah, this is just corruption on a level that I don't think most people can even fathom. The cognitive dissonance is probably ruling the day out there in the audience, but we'll find out when we open up for your phone calls in the next hour. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Defending truth, justice, and the American way, the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back, and as we continue with our special guest, Doug Rhodes, in uncovering this horrific corruption that I can't believe is just confined to Maricopa County and in Arizona. I'm sure it's all across the country. But on that note, Annie had a question for Doug. Annie?
Yes, Doug. I was wondering, do you have any idea? There's so many corrupt judges. I know there are some good ones, but are they actually getting kickbacks for everybody that they put into the prison system? Do they get money?
I don't know, and it would be irresponsible of me to comment on that without hard facts in front of me. But we were able to trace the money trail from the court registry investment system to the registration from the paid by the Government Service Administration, which handles all the federal payments for the... I used to get a GSA check when I worked at the Marshal's office. So we have the registry numbers for the county of Maricopa County as well as the state judiciary. So that's what I do know. There's other, there's a video on the internet from a former federal judge that suggests that that's, that she believes, or she says that there is such a, such an account set up.
Doug, who is the judge? Do you know her name?
I don't have it in front of me right now. I sent you the link, and you might put that up there.
I'll go back and find it. Somehow I missed that.
It was disturbing. I wouldn't have believed it if I didn't know what I know now. You know, and it's just, it's, but it was amazing because it, it, it's not dissimilar to my current situation, how, you know, truth tellers are discouraged. And you see that over and over again where whistleblowers are the ones, you know, they're telling the truth, exposing the lies, and the, I hate the word corruption, but just the perverse incentives to do the wrong thing.
And perverse incentives qualifies as corruption in my book.
I would say the misallocation of resources, because it would be it would be so simple to fix the system. It would be so simple to do the right thing.
Yeah, and I want to hold that solution aspect of it, though, till we get down towards the bottom of the hour. Because there's a few more things. And Annie, I want to dovetail on what Annie said, which I thought was a great question. We do know, in fact, I wrote about it in some of my articles, that there have been judges who have taken outright bribes from private prisons to send children to them. Oftentimes, these kids will get referred into court for fighting at school, and they'll end up in prison. And there was a judge in Pennsylvania, and his name's jumped out of my head right now, but I think he's getting 28 years in federal prison. So we know that bribes are going on that level. Is it part of the system where there's a slush fund? That's kind of what we're answering here when you said, according to a former federal judge, yes, but you're not certain. Is that fair to sum it up that way?
Correct.
Okay, I don't mean to put words in your mouth, but we're talking about some important stuff here, because I think the average person that's listening to this broadcast wants to be able to go into court and stand before a judge and feel like justice is being done. And really what we're finding out, it's not justice. It's being driven by money. And on that note, we're going to our top of the hour break. When we come out, we'll continue on with Doug Rhodes and also open it up for your phone calls.